Thank you for joining Minot Today on KHRT. My guest today is Linda Olson, Professor of Studio Arts at MSU. Linda, please say hello and let us know how you got into this business.
Thank you, Bob. I will. I went to school at Drake Public High School, so there weren't a lot of opportunities for females at that point. You could do home ec, music, or the secretary classes. I was not interested in any of those, so I went on and I went to the University of North Dakota, but I was quite young and I didn't really know what I wanted to be when I grew up. So I spent a few years just working as a waitress or I was a cleaning tech actually for a while and did a lot of different things. And along the way, I got a job in a high school, and being around the students was wonderful, and I liked that. And I thought, maybe this is something I would like to do for the rest of my life because of the vibrancy and enthusiasm that they had for just about anything. And I worked there for a year and a half, and then I went back to Minot State University, and I came into Minot State as an education major, and I was going to be an English teacher. But I had taken a class in photography and learned to use a 35mm camera, and I just loved photography. So I went to the great mentor, Walter Peel, and he said, well, if you're going to do photography, you have to take this design course because you have to know about design to take good photographs. So I did take the design course, and it was like this little inching into art for me because I had never had the opportunity to do it as a young person. I was 23 when I took my first art class. And then I graduated and I taught high school for a couple years, and I loved teaching. I guess my favorite art students were the third graders. Third graders have hand skills, but they haven't yet caught that bug that inhibits them. So they're like really free with their expression. And I think we should all be like third graders in our art making.
That's really neat. Now, you said that there wasn't too much to do, and you mentioned waitressing, and you didn't mention nursing, and MSU is known for nursing programs.
Right.
That one didn't cross your mind.
Well, by the time I got to MSU, I was pretty set on becoming a teacher. I thought high school teacher. Then I found out that all of the high schoolers had parents, and all of those parents thought that their child could do no wrong ever. And I thought, well, maybe this isn't for me, this high school. So I went on and I went to the University of Montana. I was a rural educator at a small school for a couple of years. And then I went to the University of Montana and I got a master's degree in ceramic sculpture. And I'd always loved ceramics from the first course I took, which was the second quarter that I was at Minot State. I took a ceramics course and I always thought that it felt like coming home when I made ceramics. It was such a nice, quiet anticipation and focus, and that was very good. So I thought I wanted to do ceramics, so I got a degree in ceramic sculpture, and then I went to the University of North Dakota and got the terminal degree for studio arts, the Master of Fine Arts in ceramics at the University of North Dakota. So my hope has always been to teach ceramics and to teach it to university students. I love the atmosphere. I always feel like there's nothing better than finding something that you love doing and then sharing that with other people who really do want to know what it is that you have to offer.
I like your description of it was like coming home.
Yeah.
You said it took a while to figure out what you want to do. Well, I'm 64 and I'm trying to figure that out.
Well, life affords us opportunities to remake ourselves, and perhaps even more so in the future. I understand like people will have 7 careers in their lifetime rather than one.
Right.
But I've been pretty happy with my teaching career. I've been at Minot State since 1990, and I've taught most of the studio arts there at least once. And not that they're all things that I'm especially great at, but I have found my niche and I really enjoy teaching the traditional arts and then ceramics courses.
I have done quite a few interviews with personnel from MSU, and every time I learn something new, and I'm just amazed at the breadth of things that go on over there. I mean,
yeah.
There's just so many educational opportunities for young people that I really don't see any reason for local kids to go anywhere else, although I could not convince my daughter of that.
Well, sometimes it's that mystique about going to school somewhere else, a little further away from mom and dad, that gets them to go somewhere else. Although our majority of the students at Minor State are from Ward County.
Oh, I didn't know that either.
We have a big population of people who do decide to stay and go here. You're right, though. There are a lot of opportunities at Minot State in just the art program. There are 5 different degrees that a student can get. We have our Bachelor of Fine Arts, which is the degree that takes you down the path to the terminal Master of Fine Arts, and that's the degree that someone might use to teach at a university or just become a professional artist. There's also the Bachelor of Arts degree, which is a more liberal arts degree. It has a major, a minor, and concentration. So that allows you to kind of marry some things that might help you become a successful professional artist. For example, frequently we counsel our students to do the art, but also do a little business administration, marketing, accounting, so that they would have the skill set to run a small business perhaps. And that's been quite successful. There are also, within those degrees, there are many areas of specialization like ceramics, drawing, traditional arts, the arts and crafts avenue, there's printmaking, photography, even integrated design, or kind of an intermediate degree where they don't have to just specialize in, say, photography, but they can do photography coupled with something else and work on multimedia arts things. We do have a Bachelor of Science in Multimedia Arts, which is a degree that prepares a student to develop content maybe for a website or work within an advertising realm, perhaps at a smaller radio station, or even sometimes in bigger markets. Depending on their own personal drive. There's an arts administration degree, which is nicely coupled with the new Northwest Arts Center for opportunities for students to actually intern. We have several now that are interning there and getting their feet wet on designing exhibitions, like the current exhibition that's up, the Flat Tail exhibition, was curated by a student intern who's graduating in that arts administration degree. And it's a lovely exhibit. If you haven't gotten down there to see it, I recommend it to everyone. It's really a unique opportunity for students at Minot State to see how professional artists work and how they earn a living in the arts, what kinds of things you can do. So through that Flat Tail Press opportunity that they have, we've brought many printmakers to campus, and their work is on the walls there now at the Northwest Arts Center. Our students get to work with those professionals, and it's really a lot of hands-on. Things like the annual Knotstock Festival in the fall that the community is welcome to come. It's a hands-on, hands-in kind of experience, and there's a professional artist, usually a poster maker who screen prints, but we've had relief printers and letterpress people as well in the past. But they print live in the Beaver Dam, and then there's activities in all the different media that are associated, but also different disciplines, different art disciplines. So it's a arts festival of sorts. There's usually an exhibition that is a temporary exhibition just brought for that week that the Knotstock is. But there's always a lot going on there, and yes, come by. I should just mention that the hours for the Northwest Arts Center are 10 to 5 Monday through Friday and 1 to 5 on Saturday. So we're hoping more community members will stop in and see that wonderful space. It's a state-of-the-art facility, quite beautiful.
We stopped at the Gordon Olson Library, and as a secondary thought, was to go downstairs, and that was on a Saturday, and I was surprised they were open. And so they do have convenient hours for everybody.
If you could stop by on your lunch hour or come after work if you're done early enough. There also sometimes are evening things, and we're looking to expand to an evening hour in the fall, so that perhaps Thursday evenings or something it would be open late as well.
Linda, another thing I wanted to bring up is that from when you started studying the arts to today, things have just exploded for the arts because of electronic media and so forth. So many people listening, maybe from my generation, your generation, yeah. We're the same generation. You think of art and you think of painting. There's just so much more to it. And you've touched on that with what you're saying, is that the field is just huge. Yeah. And in fact, the field is so large that a university like Minot State can't cover everything. Like, no. We talked about animation.
That's right. We do have a really strong graphic design degree, and the graphic designers that we have turned out do very well. They go on to illustrious careers. We have one student that is a photographer for Pioneer Press. Another is a photographer at a major university. Also, one of our graphic design majors from the 90s was the art director for Best Buy. Oh. They go on and they can do quite well and compete quite well in the larger markets. Several of our graduates are in Fargo.
When my daughter first mentioned she wanted to be a graphic artist or some kind of professional artist, as a parent, you always think of the starving artist thing. And she showed me the salaries that these people make, and it's not a starving artist whatsoever.
Yeah. Although, yeah, that there's like 1% of 1% of people that ever get really, truly rich off of the arts. It still can afford you a good living. And some of that is going to be contingent on how hard you're willing to work and the trade-offs that you're willing to make in order to succeed in the field. But we have had artists come who do like movie set things and paintings for movies and work in all kinds of things that have associations with people on staff and have come to present to the students.
Linda, we're running a little short on time, and I hate that because we haven't even scratched the surface yet. But I did mention you and I are of the same generation. You may be retiring before too long, and you've got some plans in the works.
I do. I was looking actually earlier, and my full Social Security retirement age is 2023. So when you think about that, that's not that far away. So I built an addition onto my house that is a studio, a small ceramic studio, so that I can do that. And then a bigger room that I call the playpen, which is a place where I can do fiber arts and different things that would interest me. And there are a lot of opportunities, I think, that for a person to stay engaged in the community. There are volunteer things a person can do, but also just I've always enjoyed making things, and to be able to continue to make things is important to me. I've always done it as a byproduct of teaching, so it's showing students this is how you do this, or this is one way to do this, and yeah, how can you take that and run with it and make it your own. And never really had the opportunity to develop that as much for myself, so I'm looking forward to this next phase of my life.
Your studio in your house, what I wanted to bring up is that may be open for operation as early as fall of 2019.
That's right. Yeah, I'm hoping to finish it over the summer. It's up already, so the building is there. It's just a matter of finishing the interior and then getting my supplies out of the basement and out of the attic and into the studio so that I can make things. And I'm excited for those opportunities.
And when that happens, will you advertise that you're putting on some classes, or how could people learn from you?
I think they could do the courses at Minot State to learn from me for the next few years. But then after that, you know, I like collaborations, maybe small scale collaborations, and I'm not adverse to teaching people how to do things. I'm not sure I want to, I don't really want to like run classes and have that administrative overhead, but I do have a lot of friends that I would invite over to make a pot with me, or let's make a basket or something like that. I think that would be fun.
Well, good. I need to get on that list. We have run out of time, Linda. So again, there's just so much more I wanted to talk about. So would you please agree to come back?
Oh, sure. I'd be happy to, Bob.
Wonderful. Thank you.
Thank you.
Linda Olson is a professor of studio arts here at Minot State University. I really enjoyed visiting with Linda, and we did continue to talk quite a bit longer, and I will either air that next week or I will put it up on the podcast for your enjoyment. One of the things that she talked about as we extended our visit was rock art. Rock art is not Velvet Elvis or album covers. We're talking about a few terms here I don't even know if I can pronounce right. Petroglyphy, which is carved art into stone. Pictograph, which is art painted on the stone, and petroform, which is art made out of rock. Again, I found this very fascinating. That was another topic that we talked about, as well as what people can do for continuing ed if you're not a student at MSU, but like me, you're in the over 60 age group and want to experience the university education in art. I hope that you'll listen next week, as that's probably what will air, is that continuation. And again, thank you so much for listening to KHRT Radio and Minot Today.